Here's another big contributor to climate change, deforestation. Trees absorb CO2, of course, but we're quickly losing trees all over the world. There are lots of reasons for this. In places like sub-Saharan Africa, one big reason is charcoal. In some countries, most urban residents use charcoal to cook their meals. In Tanzania, more than 95% do. Tanzania tried to tackle the charcoal trade once and failed. Now they're taking a different tack and hoping for better results. Here's more from the world's Sam Eaton.
A forest cut for charcoal usually doesn't sound like this. There'd be no birds, no wildlife, just a barren, dried-out landscape. It's something 35-year-old charcoal producer Rashidi Kazuka knows firsthand. He says in the past, he never paid attention to things like wildlife or watersheds. He just went into the forest and cut every tree he could find, no matter the size. Today, Kazuka is building a charcoal kiln in a recently cleared plot in central Tanzania's Kilosa district. The technique, piling chunks of earth around a stick frame covering the wood, is similar to what he did before. But everything else is different. Kazuka is part of a new sustainable charcoal pilot project aimed at helping rural producers make and sell charcoal in a way that doesn't decimate Tanzania's forests. Deforestation is rampant here, and the charcoal market is a big reason why. About 95% of urban households in this rapidly urbanizing country use it as their primary fuel. A day's drive from Kilosa, the charcoal markets of Dar es Salaam offer a vivid example of that demand. On a dusty side street, 24-year-old Gadi Mbisa runs a brisk trade. It's a good business, he says, because rain or shine, he sells charcoal, all the time making money. Hundreds of bags, each the size of a man, are stacked on ground, turned black from the dust. By some estimates, Dar es Salaam burns through more than 35,000 of these bags every day, a number that's rising fast as the city's population swells. Mbisa says on a good day, he sells 60 or 70 bags, making a buck from each one. His take is a tiny sliver of the $650 million a year industry here. Charcoal in Tanzania is bigger than coffee and tea combined. Mbisa sells what his boss sends him by rail from the northwest, one link in a vast supply chain that rivals even Coca-Cola's. With one critical difference, says Tanzania Forest Services spokesman Charles Nyatigwa.
More than 70% is illegal.
Illegal, meaning the trade is completely unregulated and untaxed. But the government's been confounded in its efforts to shut it down. It's not just the millions who depend on the fuel. Nyatigwa says the charcoal trade also supports more than a million jobs.
So you can see how if you really cut down the production, that means all these people go out of livelihood, and that will be chaos.
Chaos was exactly what happened back in 2006 when the government tried to ban the charcoal trade. The ban lasted just 2 weeks. It backfired when prices spiked and bolstered the illegal trade rather than curbing it. Which brings us back to Kilosa and the government's new approach.
We're entering the Vila de Forest Reserves.
Othman Lugendo is a project officer with Tanzania Forest Conservation Group, a local NGO. He says village-owned forests like this one cover an area about the size of Nebraska, accounting for nearly half of Tanzania's remaining woodlands. They've also been a huge source for black market charcoal, something Lugendo and his colleagues are trying to change.
And we're now going to the forest management unit for charcoal production.
The new charcoal production unit is roughly a tenth of the village's total forest preserve, about a square mile. And that's been divided into 24 sections, with only one of those cut every year for charcoal.
As you can see here, these have been harvested, I think it was last year, on September.
The land has been completely cleared of all but a few valuable fruit trees. But a closer look shows you that this isn't just any clear cut. The stumps are all about 2 feet high, with tall green shoots sprouting from their tops. Lugendo's colleague Peter Mtoro says this simple change, not cutting all the way to the ground, allows the trees and their root systems to survive, and the forest to completely regenerate.
So we believe that after 24 years, this tree will be very large, very enough for charcoal production.
Starting the process all over again. But the real incentive for scaling up the sustainable charcoal project has less to do with its environmental impact than its economic one. charcoal producer Rashidi Kazuka fills fresh bags destined for Dar es Salaam. Kazuka says before, only he profited from making charcoal, but now the entire community benefits. He pays a small licensing fee for every bag he produces, and those fees are quickly adding up to well over $100,000 in the 8 villages participating so far. The money's being used for things like forest conservation, clean water systems, new school buildings, and even in Kazuka's village, universal health care. And there's something else. Kazuka says harvesting charcoal sustainably ensures that his 2 young kids will also be able to work as charcoal producers when they grow up. Conservationist Peter Imtoro says those kinds of benefits have transformed local attitudes toward forest protection.
Why? Because the community know that they are owner of the forest, and also they can benefit from the forest. So protection of the forest become very high.
This is exactly what the Tanzanian government is banking on as it looks into scaling up the sustainable charcoal project. And it's not the only effort here to tackle the charcoal problem. Among others, a startup company is turning farm waste and coconut husks into alternative briquettes. But away from the villages, it's been hard to get a fire started under these efforts. The illegal stuff, Mtoro says, is just cheaper to produce.
Most of the people who are using charcoal, they are not interested with environmental conservation.
They're interested in saving their money, but they also want the best quality. And Mtoro says the new sustainable charcoal is also a better product. So the real challenge, he says, lies in marketing and getting the word out to the millions of users in Tanzania's growing cities before it's too late. For The World, I'm Sam Eaton, Kilosa, Tanzania.